too much of my body are relying on surrogates to instruct them instead of my spirit, says the Lord. I have sent my Holy Spirit and my word to instruct them as a father, and yet they will not take the time to be instructed. Did I not say that I would lead you into all truth by my spirit? And yet my people seek for shortcuts to understanding. They seek shortcuts and abbreviations in fellowship rather than laboring in my presence to receive for themselves. They would rather have someone else tell them what I said or for them to give them directions. No one, no matter how respected by you, or no matter how used by me, can give you what I can give you, says the Lord. Do not labor for that which is brass. Continue to labor in my spirit to bring me gold tried in the fires of purging. There's no pain to the body in this purging as to inflict external pain, nor to the soul to inflict the pain of anxiety and fear. But there is a wholesome pain of decisions to yield your life in every way to me. I'll remind you again that so much of the purging process is accentuated by fasting. Fasting will continue to clear the airwaves of your soul, to hear from me. I have no surrogates, he said. I have no surrogates to lead you. The true spiritual fathers only instruct you of how to become totally and utterly dependent on me, says the Lord. Many were hurt in days gone by what they called spiritual fathers, but much of their hurt did not come directly by those they blamed, but rather an overdependence on that person as their source of strength, knowledge, and direction. Come away with me, my chosen bride, seek me as hid treasure, and then you will find me. I long for you more than you long for me. Your time spent with me, no matter how you feel emotionally, is my joy, says the Lord, and my joy is and will become your continual strength. Stay in the place of purging. Seek no shortcuts and abbreviations, and you will see this outpouring come to pass in this generation, says the Lord.